time for your weekly checkup. This is Medical Monday, presented by Our Lady of the Lake Health.
And with Medical Monday, we welcome in Dr. Tiffany Ardoin from Our Lady of the Lake. We're talking weight and wellness this morning. Dr. Ardoin, welcome aboard. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well as well. So I couldn't help but notice the timing on this, our first installment of Medical Monday in the new year. Kind of revolves around something that is very closely tied to a lot of New Year's resolutions. So let's dive on in if we can. You are the program director and principal investigator for the Go Get Healthy clinical program. Let's talk about it. What is Go Get Healthy?
So Go Get Healthy, we have many partners in the community, but the Go Get Healthy community clinical program is a program at Our Lady of the Lake where we provide nutrition classes with nutrition education, cooking classes, grocery store tours, and access to resources in the community to community members who are food insecure. Mm-hmm. It started actually in 2020 with our clinical program, really providing a little bit more organization and partnership with the Mayor's Healthy City Initiative to create ways to provide that nutrition education to people in need who needed that nutrition education to be able to better provide healthy food for their families. And we have lots of local partnerships with Baton Roots and Top Box and the local American Heart Association chapter. And we have an affiliated research study just to make sure that we are making an impact and being cost effective.
When it comes to getting healthier, I mean, there's a combination of things there. And you mentioned the food insecurity. I want to dive in on that in just a second. But it's about education. It's about access. It's about initiative as well. Let's talk about that access part and the insecurity part. Because I feel like here in Baton Rouge, there's been some strides made to kind of eliminate food deserts. Where are we on that front?
Right. So food insecurity is not having access to nutritious foods. The prevalence is about 10% annual, 10% nationally, but it's 14% in Louisiana. We definitely have higher rates of that. And a big portion of that problem is food deserts and what's now called food swamps, where people don't have nutritious food in the immediate area to where they can access it through usually walking or public transportation. And in Louisiana, that's even more of a challenge. And so what happens is people end up eating foods that are more available to them, whether that be fast food restaurants that they can walk to or convenience stores that have ultra-processed foods. And with that leads to an increase in chronic diseases, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, even COPD, depression, anxiety. The list goes on and on. And not all of those are directly related to BMI or obesity, even though, you know, that often comes along with food insecurity. It's irrespective of that as well.
We're talking with Dr. Tiffany Ardoin from Our Lady of the Lake about the Go Get Healthy initiative, GEAUX, of course, as we spell things down here. So to go along with that that food insecurity, to go along with that access, are you talking about Baton Rouge specifically? Because we do have public transportation in Baton Rouge. I can't imagine a bus route that would include a fast food joint that doesn't include a grocery store. Are we broadening out here to cover a little bit more of the surrounding area?
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, that those numbers do include some of the more rural areas of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And we have parts in Baton Rouge. If you look at a map and look at the census tracts and zip codes, you'll see pockets of increased food insecurity up to like 16%. But a lot of those higher percentages do involve the rural areas that have less transportation. But there are pockets in Baton Rouge. Yes, we have, public transportation with the bus system. But if you think about it, if you need to go to the grocery store and, you know, this is the reality for some people, and that's just what has to happen. But if you were to have to go to the grocery store to get groceries, take a bus ride to the grocery store, 30 minutes to an hour, and then 30 minutes to an hour back, lugging handfuls and handfuls of whatever you can carry of groceries, that is not going to be ideal, especially if you have to walk half a mile or a mile after you get back to your bus stop in whatever Louisiana weather conditions there are. So, yes, that is definitely the way many people need to get their groceries. But often if it's going through that track versus, you know, walking a half a block to the fast food restaurant or to the convenience stores on the street, sometimes people are going to make that second option.
Well, when it comes to full-on grocery stores, though, we'll never be saturated enough. I mean, it's, from a grocery store standpoint, we'll never be that oversaturated. What are the other solutions within?
Yes, so food stamps have been the most effective way to address food insecurity thus far. But that's outside of improving the economy. Improving the economy would, you know, of course, help everything. Yeah. But that's a much bigger ask. But food stamps have been the most effective studied intervention thus far. But there's a big push in medicine right now, and in partnership with public health, and studying effective ways to address food insecurity downstream to see, you know, what methods work and what's cost effective. And this has been termed the Food is Medicine Initiative, and it's part of the greater Food is Medicine Initiative, where we are trying to improve health with food, which is, you know, the way that we should all try to maintain and prevent chronic disease is by eating healthy. But these different interventions include things like delivering groceries to people's homes, delivering meal kits to people's homes, including ways to teach people how to utilize these foods. So a combination of education and then limiting that barrier of transportation by delivering foods and goods to people's homes through Instacart and other businesses like our local Top Box that provides fresh fruits, vegetables, frozen meats to people's homes. So there's options. We just have to figure out what's most cost effective and what's actually going to help improve health.
All right, now let's bring this back in directly to the Go Get Healthy program and how the program itself is morphing in this year or making some changes in this year to help stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, so this year we are very excited through a new partnership with Sprouts. We are expanding our classes to not only include adult participants, but we are including children now and having family-oriented classes where we are flipping the script a little bit and making it more interactive, although the cooking classes are very interactive. Hands-on cooking classes is what we provide, not just observation. But now we are incorporating some little games and educational activities for children to include the whole family, get the whole family involved. And I think that's going to be very effective and fun for families to get together because we know that most of our nutrition education occurs in childhood through schools. And then after that, you know, there's not really a formal way to continue your education and nutrition. And a lot of children teach their parents and their families about what they learn in school regarding nutrition. And so hopefully this can just really solidify those behaviors and that knowledge of nutrition in the home.
Okay, so you're talking about basically a trickle-up effect, if you will, to go from the kid back up to the parents. You mentioned a little while ago about the time it takes to get to and from the grocery store. But Dr. Ardwan, the time it takes to meal prep, to plan out, to cook out, you know, to go healthy, that's another battle that has to be fought, doesn't it?
It is a battle. I think that eating nutritiously is not easy. It's a challenge, whether it comes to cost or putting in the time to prepare the meals. The less processed the foods you buy and the more natural you want to eat, the more time it's going to take to prepare those meals and meal prep for the week, especially with all of our busy schedules and the way that, you know, life works nowadays. You have to put in the time, and it's important to prioritize that if your health is important to you. And that just takes in a lot of planning and work on the front end. And you are absolutely right that it does take that time.
What about overcoming, so the time is one battle, the cost is one battle, the availability is a battle. Retraining your taste buds is an under-talked about part of this. Something as simple as I don't like broccoli. How does the does the program work on that front as too, to talk about, you know, there's flavors out there other than salt?
Absolutely. So we work a lot on using different spices to season dishes to hopefully avoid the added sugars and the salt and create healthier recipes. We also will incorporate different things for participants to try. We have a chili recipe and we'll incorporate some ground turkey for people to try. And most people don't even know that it's ground turkey instead of ground meat. We have a parfait recipe where we put different fruits in it and you would not believe that some of our participants have never tried blueberries before. Some of our participants have never tried avocados before. And just, you know, allowing people to try different things that they haven't tried before and really expand that palate. And there's so many options when it comes to food that if you don't like something, that's fine. You don't force yourself to eat it. There's another option out there. You just have to try it out and hopefully have access to somebody that can help you work through that and find some healthy, delicious alternatives, because there really are, with all the seasonings we have and all the options we have today, there are plenty of healthier options that are actually tasty.
We got Dr. Tiffany Ardwan with us. This is Medical Monday, presented by the folks over at Our Lady of the Lake. We're talking about the Go Get Healthy program. I want to pivot back to the classes that are for both the kids and the parents, getting together to work as a family unit. Tell me a little bit more about those particular classes, and more specifically, how folks can sign up.
Yeah, so those classes will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have two locations. One's at Our Lady of the Lake North off of Airline Highway, and one's at Our Lady of the Lake Picardy off of Picardy Avenue, and so on the north and south sides of town. And those classes, again, will be geared towards both parents and their children. But if you don't have, you know, children with you, you are definitely welcome to come as well. We have classes for everybody, but they're a combination of nutrition classes, cooking classes, hands-on cooking classes, and grocery store tours to really get that well-rounded nutrition education. And we utilize the American Heart Association Healthy for Life curriculum. And to find out more about our program, you can go to www.healthybr.com/GGH. And you are always welcome to email us at ggh@fmolhs.org.
Last one before we get you out of here, Doc. And that's every time we start talking about health and if when the conversation leads to food insecurity, the conversation leads to the underprivileged. This program is open to everybody, is it not?
Correct. So in the past, we were limiting our availability to those who are food insecure and those who have other social determinant of health needs and lower socioeconomic status. But we have recently had the ability to open up to other people. So all are welcome. And we want to provide that nutrition education and access to resources to anyone who would love to be a part of our classes.
She is Dr. Tiffany Ardwan talking about Go Get Healthy. This has been Medical Monday presented by Our Lady of the Lake. Dr. Ardwan, thank you so much for hopping on board.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.